The Courageous Coaching Podcast is hosted by Sophia Antoine, a certified life coach supporting women in their efforts to improve their self-esteem. Today, we're talking about life, relationships, and everything in between. Take it away, Sophia.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Courageous Coaching Podcast. My name is Sophia Antoine. I'm your certified life and relationship coach. Today, I have with me the awesome, the amazing, the stupendous Jacqueline McKeever. She is a part of the anthology project by Shannon Griffin, and you know that as The Smell of Poverty. So instead of me going on and on and on, because y'all hear my voice way too much anyway, I'm going to let Jacqueline go ahead and introduce herself.
Hello, my name is Jacqueline McKeever. I'm the founder and director of Route to Victory. Route to Victory is a nonprofit charity created to help you learn money management, eliminate debt, and build self-reliance. So basically, we are here to make whatever your dream you have happen. And everything starts with finances. So we're building you a foundation.
Awesome. Awesome, Jackie. Now, that really stood out to me. You need foundations to build your dreams. How do you help women build foundations?
Okay, I do it on more than one aspect. Number one is I teach. Okay, so let me back up. So a financial coach is basically the difference between is a life coach. And the difference between a life coach and a financial coach is a life coach would be like your primary care physician. And a financial coach would be like your or like an orthodontist. It's somebody that specializes in a certain field. So what I do is I go through some of the procedures that the regular life coach would do. So I begin by building you, because there's two things that stop you from reaching your dreams. Number one is fear. Number two is you. So we have to work on building you. So we start with the mindset. As we build the mindset, what I do is I challenge you to dream. Because we have to work on those stumbling blocks to get out the way. Because a lot of times, whether it's debt, whether it's poverty, or wherever the situation is, we get to the point where we're scared to dream, because we believe that, especially us women, we believe that if we were supposed to have it, we would already have it, and that's not how things work. I teach, especially women, to be purposeful in order to make something happen, because you already have the talents and the gift and the door is already open. So a lot of times I do teach from a biblical standpoint, because I'm using my experience to teach. I did receive financial training. I also have a master's, an MBA with an accounting emphasis. But what I push is I teach people how to push their victory, make their victory happen. And you do that through planning. So I work with the individuals. I give them education about different financial realms. I come to them from a business aspect. That's what makes me more unique than other financials coaches, because I teach them some business techniques, because I share with you, I have a master's in business, a MBA, a master's in business administration. So I teach them how to build their business or how to grow their business. I teach mostly sustainability, how to sustain, because I know in life, like with sales, there's going to be ups and there's going to be downs. Mm. And a lot of times, especially with women entrepreneurs, we see those things as our children. We see. So if our sales are not going well, or if we're not making the money that we think we should be making, we think it's something to do with us. and it may not be a good period in that time, you know, because the same thing that happens to us happen to everybody else. So I teach them things about their credit. How do you find sustainability with your credit? How can you repair your credit? What are things you can do? Because the credit is something that you need when you're running a business, or just if you're running your household, because the things like insurance, what we pay, people don't realize if you have bad credit, it affects how much you pay on your insurance, because when you go to an insurance place, they run your credit. Whether you get into an apartment or a house, you buy a house, whether you rent or own, guess what they do? They run your credit. So I teach people to begin to dominate the aspects of their life that they can control, because I believe that 90% of what happens to us is all about how we react to it. So we control 90% of our lives. The 10% are things like, you know, health situation or things in the weather and stuff. That's the things that we cannot control. Do it affect the 90%? Yes. But if we get control of our mindset, despite the booms in life, we can still push our victory. This is what I teach.
Awesome. Wow, that was a great explanation. Now, is that what you bring to the book, or do you tell a personal poverty story?
Well, what I do is in the book, I tell a personal poverty story. Mm-hmm. I mention about when I first discovered poverty. Mm-hmm. And it seems kind of weird because I grew up in a public housing, but because we weren't in lack.
Right.
Because we were actually staying in public housing, but my great-grandparents who raised me, my great-grandmother was 74 years old, and she was taking care of me at 5 months and my sister one, and my great-grandfather was 85 years old. And they were living in some apartments, and when they originally moved there, it wasn't a bad area. It wasn't a bad area. They were just moving. So, and generally, they had a lot of elderly people, and then, you know, sometimes things change. Sometimes places build apartments and they may have it for general type of people, and then, I mean, you know, income or whatever, and then it changes because they want to make sure that they fill the apartments up. Right. And that's what they did. So they started accepting no and low income, you know. So, but they never moved because, you know, I told you their ages. And you know that older people get settled and they don't like to do a lot of moving. So they remain. But until we had our first boom, which was my great-grandfather dying, I didn't even know what poverty was and what are the effects, or the book called Smell of Poverty, but I call it a symptom of poverty, like a disease. There's symptoms, there's smells, there's sights, there's, you know, images and stuff that you see, just like any other illness or whatever. So I share that. I share a couple of booms in my life, like, and what started my journey, my financial journey. How did I come about learning and knowing how to save and budget? I do share that story. Yeah, because when I was young, because of one of the booms in our life, I started looking for ways to be more independent. Mm-hmm. And in my search of independence, I discovered how to make money. Nice. I discovered how to save money. I discovered how to make my money stretch longer. Mm-hmm. So, but at that age, I did not know what that was called, and I did not have any books or any people around me that displayed that image. So I simply share that story. I also share it's two other booms in a life that caused, and at the end of the book, I share the fact, despite all that, I pushed through to my victory. I got my degree. I went and got more education. And I'm here today. I stand.
Awesome. That's amazing. So what appealed to you when you heard Shannon call for people to participate in this project? What was it that she said, if you can remember, that drew you to it?
Well, she kept talking about the smell of poverty in itself and what it was. It was the description that caused me to be a part of the book. Not only that, the fact that, you know, I teach to push through victory, and that's one of the things that started my my route to victory is pushing through poverty. Yeah. And so when she started talking about, you know, the odor, and sometimes about how sometimes people be in poverty and they can't afford to keep their clothes laundered, and sometimes you can smell it, and then the smell of carpets, it brought back a memory.
Right.
About when I first discovered poverty. And so I was like, okay, I got to share my story, you know, because, and she started saying that each one of us had a poverty story, and all of us, our stories may not be the same,
right?
But it is an effect. So I had to participate in this story, because this opened up a lot of things, because not only using this platform to share my story, it also it added more fuel to the fire, so to speak,
right,
in my journey.
Right.
And it made me like look for other projects. Like, for instance, I'm trying to decide whether to go on a mission trip to Ghana, and it's a trip to help women and children in poverty and feed them. And if I go, I'll be teaching them about finances and how to overcome and stuff. But it all started with this journey. You know, it all started off with stepping out on faith and becoming the person that God created me to be.
That's amazing. I love that. Now, Shannon, I have a question for you, because Jackie has just said how you have inspired her and you added fuel to her fire. Did you know when this idea came to you that it would have such an effect on people?
You know, and again, thank you for having both of us here to talk about the smell of poverty. And as far as knowing if it was, and you know, a lot of the time it's like, I don't really necessarily think about what it's gonna do for someone else. It's more so, as we know, a lot of the things that we do that we put out, it has to start within yourself first. And I know within my own self, I had a story that needed to be told, that, and I'm, as much as y'all see me as I done deem myself Miss I Go Live, I'm very conservative. And I'm very to myself. Yes, I am. I am very much to myself. I could sit by myself and mind my own business. And I'm okay with that. I could be in this house by myself and I'll be fine. But I don't really share a lot. And that's one thing people say about me, that I don't share a lot. Because I don't. And I know I don't. Because I'm one of six children. So I'm real quiet and I sit back and I watch. But when I have something to say, oh, you go hear it and I'm going to go live. But after that, I'm like done. I don't say anything. So it started in me first. And I needed to get my story out, because I'm in the field of social work. I'm helping people and hearing stories all the time. But I knew I had a story too. And it was like, well, you know, hey, I got a story. But I was just more so like, okay, doing what I'm doing for others is more important. And that's the thing that I think about, because that's the field that I'm in. But I needed to tell my story. So when I was sharing with everyone, I was sharing my story that I did not share before on social media. And when I shared it, dealing with the whole survive and thrive and looking for sponsorships, I shared it with the world. So I put it in the story. I knew that that was going to be the first thing to start the fire in my own self, to get it out there to share, because I knew others had the same, they had the same story.
Wow. And it's good, because, I mean, for as long as we've known each other, as I've mentioned probably previously, this is a part I didn't know. This is something, this is like, I mean, what is, to, no pun intended, but like an onion. It's like you have layers. So right. That goes with the whole smell thing. But I'm saying it's another layer to Shannon that I can say I know her more deeply now. I know more than just her health story. I know more than just her personal story. I know her as, you know, someone who has experienced poverty like me, and maybe not in the same way, but we have another area to connect in. So that brings us deeper, because like we go, I guess a couple years back now, and it's like, this is something new. And just when you think you know somebody, here right. comes something else. Oh, right. So that's amazing. Now, Jackie, you said you're going, you're contemplating a mission trip, and you have this new spark, this newfound flame. Now, what do you want to accomplish after you come back? Say you go on the mission trip and you mm-hmm. teach them all you have to teach them, or, you know, your time is up there. And when you get back, what are you going to do for those directly in your community? Or what can, do you see something, you know, directly in your community that you can do?
Well, I'm already doing something in my community. Like, for instance, next weekend, I'm doing a class. It's called Maximize Your Refund Check. And that class actually teaches you, each class will teach you to push through victory. But that class teaches you to get to the mindset where you stop waiting once a year. And that's why it's called refund, the Maximize Your Refund Check. Once a year to spend the things that you want and need. It's a class that's supposed to help, that is designed to help you get out of that poverty mindset, you know, because that's basically what it comes to, you know, goes down to.
Right.
And learn to effectively use the resources you already have. Because a lot of times, like I said, we forget that when we were created, we were champions.
Absolutely.
And it's to rekindle or unleash that champion that we hid. Okay. And so in that class, I will teach budgeting, I will teach saving, and I will teach them to dare to dream and tell them about things that they could do in order to increase their income, in order to be able to have the funds to spend on things they want and they need, especially the things that they need.
Absolutely. But then let me ask you this, because what I see year after year after year is it comes around to tax season, and I see paper tag. I call it paper tag season, because everywhere I look, I see a car with a paper tag. And a few months later, I call it repo season, because I don't see those people in those cars with a new hard metal tag. I just saw the paper tag and then the car is gone. And I see people going to buy a lot of shoes, a lot of clothes. What do you suggest people do with their refund, as opposed to just spending all material things? I know we need material things, some material things, but we don't have to go to the extent that we normally do, or that I see people do. What are a couple smart things that you suggest, without giving away any content for your class or anything like that, but just, you know, some little tips or tricks that you can have people spend on, where they can have what they want, but they're not extravagant or blowing the money and wondering, what the heck did I spend all of those thousands of dollars on?
Well, one of the things I suggest is you ask yourself, why are you buying it?
Oh, now you playing with people's heartstrings if you ask that question.
That's right. You gotta put it takes you changing your mindset and really say, okay, so will I want this tomorrow? Mm. How long will this last? Right. Am I buying this to please somebody else, or to satisfy my need? And what is that need? Okay. I would dare them to question their own motives.
Okay.
That's what I would do. Because if you're buying it just so Tom, Ricky, and Mike can say, oh man, that's sharp. There's something going on where you need attention, that you're longing for something that you think that you're missing.
Oh, yes. Okay. All right. I got you.
You think you're missing. So that's why I would challenge them to, because, you know, buying nice things is great. Mm-hmm. But if you just gonna, like you said, if you just gonna have it a month, that's a waste of money.
Right.
I would offer them some solution, because, you know, like after I opened up the door and after I turned the light on, so to speak, mm-hmm. and shed light on that thing, why you really acting the way you are, you know, I have to replace that after I done exposed that and cleaned that out of your heart, I have to fill it back up with something. And what I would do is I would fill it up with, you know, different things you can do. Okay, so you need a car. Do you need that car?
Right. Okay.
Why not take your money and buy a cash car? A cash car, it gets you to A, B, and C. And if you shop right and you really ask around and you do your homework, you can find a pretty decent car for a pretty decent price. And guess what? You don't have to worry about nobody picking it up because it's yours.
Exactly.
Another thing concerning a car, I would not buy a car during tax season. Mm-hmm. That is the worstest time to buy a car because cash cars, used cars, they jack up the price. They tell you that you saving all this money. You're not saving none. You actually paying more. I can tell you that I'm a give you $10,000 cash back. You're not really getting $10,000 cash back because I don't raise this car price up $10,000. Mm. So I'm actually really selling you the car for the price that we've been selling the car.
Right.
The save $10,000 is just to get you into the door.
Wow. Okay, so that's something I certainly did not know.
Good thing. Well, I'm just saying because so free is not always free.
Right.
There's a price because if you're not seeing that money in your pocket, it's not free to you. So I would say the best time to buy a car would be 3 to 4 months after April the 15th because that's when, or anytime after that because that's when they start saying, okay, the checks is gone. We need to put the cars back to how we normally sell them. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And then the closer you go to the end of the year, the better deal that you'll get because they're trying to get rid of those cars to bring in new cars for the end of the year.
Got you. Now, Shannon, I can definitely see why you pulled Miss Jackie in on this project because she is knowledgeable, she is awesome, she's articulate, and she has, if nothing else, set us straight about being able to build our dreams, having a foundation, and when not to buy a car. So,
right.
Tell the people how they can get the book. And I just learned today you have mugs and t-shirts too.
Mm-hmm.
So let's hear it.
Yes. Here's the book for those of you who can't see it, but the book is The Smell of Poverty. And you can, Jacqueline can actually put her link out there because this is, you know, her floor. So, but you can get the book and she'll throw up the link. But if you want cups and mugs or cups, mugs, and t-shirts, you can go to bit.ly, The Smell of Poverty, and enter the promo code capital TSOP and you get 30% off the cup and the mug when you purchase it. So we are the mug and the t-shirt. You'll be able to get 30% off, and this is the cool little mug. And Jacqueline can go ahead and she can tell you where to, you can find the book and purchase the book through her and get a signed copy from the author's copy. That would be great as well. So go ahead, Jacqueline.
Well, I'm just gonna tell you to go to bit.ly, The Smell of Poverty, because I don't know how to type it and stuff on this link. So just go to bit.ly/ The Smell of Poverty.
Okay, and tell us about what you have coming up. So feel free to tell the people how they can get in your masterclass, how they can hire you as a coach if they need financial assistance. This is for you. I want to have you get, you know, as much exposure as well, because all of you who've contributed to this book, I honor you, I respect you. In the not bad sense of the word, you are doing the most for your community. You are doing the most as a woman and as a coach. And I want to honor you with that. So please tell the people where they can find you, whether it be on social media, whether it be your class, whether it be any type of service you offer. How can they find you? How can they reach you if they need you?
Okay, so we have a website, which is www.route2victory.org. There's awesome programs there. On social media, for Facebook, Facebook and LinkedIn, it's Route the Word T-O Victory. On Instagram, and Twitter is Route the Number 2 Victory. And we're also on YouTube now. You can catch some of our videos, some of the lessons that I give, some of our bloopers and stuff. Because I expose everything just to let you know that nobody's perfect. Everything is a work in progress. I have a Facebook group. It's absolutely free. I actually have two. One of them is going on right now. It's called Victorious Women Unleashed Champion. And in order for you to get in that class, you go to bit.ly/V as in Victorious Women Mindset, because the first thing, we start with your mindset, and I give you the first jump start in order to, you know, creating your dream and just get rid of a lot of those stumbling blocks. You journey with me 21 days. It's a self-exploration, you know, to help get your mindset straight. And that's for women. And then April the 21st is Man of Victory. Now, we challenge the mindset, but we all know that, you know, men are visual. So I do challenge males also. I don't discriminate. I challenge males. But, you know, with women, women are more emotional creatures. So in that mindset group, we talk a lot about emotions. I teach them a delicate and a sensitive way to build a dream. I also offer 15-minute consultation. In order to get in a consultation, you go to bit.ly/r/route2victory, free, in order to start your journey. Now, that link will take you to the web page where you can either sign up for financial coaching or career coaching. And when you build your business, the reason why it's career, because your career could be working for somebody else, or your career could be starting off your own journey. It's still your career. It's still up to you. In both aspects, we teach money, because everything costs. So those are a few things that we're doing now, and that's coming up. Oh, I'm giving away 20 free books, 20 free eBooks. Now, in order to get one, be one of the, I may have 13 left. I don't know. I don't know the exact number, but in order to get one of the books or be one of the candidates, because I'm only giving away 20, you go to bit.ly/r/route2victory email. And once you sign up for the email, you'll get a free ebook, and you also get the opportunity immediately, because the ebook won't be out till April the 15th. But immediately we start your journey, because I give you 10 ways to save $4,113 just by going to that site.
Let me go sign up, even though I'm giving away books too. But let me go sign up for that, because I need that. Let me write that down right now. Awesome. Well, I thank you so much. I thank you both. I just can't express enough my gratitude for you guys being here, taking time to talk to me and my audience. And I just wish you the best in these endeavors, because it is much needed and long overdue. So anything you have to say in closing?
No, just my question. I just give everybody this question. So I want to give it to your audience. What is your dream? That's it.
All right. And with that, we are concluding today's broadcast of the Courageous Coaching Podcast. You heard Ms. Jacqueline McKeever. What is your dream? And if you don't quite know, I ask you to reach out to her so she can help you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Courageous Coaching Podcast. Feel free to call in with comments and questions anytime. The number is 786-749-TLAK. That's 786-749-8255. Call us and let us know what is on your mind. Until we meet again, be courageous.